Well, Curtis, exciting times here for White Eagle Golf Club and the club in general. Our understanding is that your board has just approved some renovations for the club and pretty much all across the club and the different things it offers. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. The membership actually passed the capital project, which we're going to do over a 10-year span of $12.5 million to give the entire facility a facelift and, you know, move White Eagle into the next segment of kind of a 12-month facility to give our membership, you know, all the opportunity to be at the club for the year. And the big first piece of the puzzle is going to be a four-court paddle facility with a pool deck expansion and simulators and a new bar and restaurant down at the pool. So we're pretty excited about that, and hopefully everything comes together. We can start that this fall and be ready to go next year.
Well, Curtis, you just did an outstanding bunker renovation project here a couple years ago, which led to the Illinois Open coming last year and a great event that I think the people who were here really enjoyed it. You had a great member support for the Illinois Open, and sure that good as the golf course looks, your people are already thinking about more improvements. And would you be back working with Todd Quitno again and letting him come in and do a second phase of improvements here at the golf course?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, when the first renovation was done, Todd and I sat down again soon after the renovation finished and actually had created a second, we called a mini master plan to go back. And we went hole by hole over a course of some time, try to find out, you know, what was missed, what needs to be tweaked, you know, what would be better here or better there. And, you know, Todd did a great job of putting another master plan together for us, as he did in 2019 for our bunker renovation. And we're getting excited to do it. You know, part of the funding of the 10-year plan is the golf course with new fairways, new irrigation, new tees, some tree removal, some tree additions, and just an overall scope, a big facelift to the whole place. And hopefully down the road, that'll entice more events to come our way, because as you said, the membership here is phenomenal with supporting events. And as people saw in the Illinois Open, in a pretty strict COVID year, you know, there was a tweet out there by, I think it was the golf guy or something, that these were the biggest crowds at any professional tournament in 2020. So we were pretty proud of that. And, you know, we took all the safety measures we needed to, performed a phenomenal event. Looking forward to do more.
Curtis, earlier you mentioned that you have a collegiate golf championship coming next year, and there's some more and more of those have kind of been popping up in the area. The Illinois just had their great invitational at Olympia Fields last weekend. What's coming to White Eagle next spring?
So next April, the end of April, we're going to host the MAC Conference Championship here. You know, our closest school here is Northern Illinois, and but we were approached by the head coach, John Carlson, about opening our doors to hosting the MAC Championship. So we're looking forward to having the best six guys from all the MAC schools here to see what they can do on our golf course.
Potentially set even a new course record here. I know you broke some records during the Illinois Open last year on the golf course.
Yeah, it got set twice last year. Brandon Holt had it one day, and then I believe Emery may have gotten it matched it the second day. But you know, when you get the best players around playing your golf course, which is absolutely perfect, somebody's gonna have a good day and make some putts, and you know, they shoot six under. So I'm okay with it. Six under is a really good score. But there's some things in the next master plan that will hopefully make that six under stand for a long time, as the original course record did, which stood since 1996 when Tiger Woods was here on a trip before his first trip to the Western Open.
Curtis, I know that more and more clubs are looking into ways to get more year-round use out of their facility. You mentioned some simulators in the new building down by the paddle courts. But tell us what you might be doing here in the clubhouse, and are you trying to do some things to enhance the what you can offer your membership in the terms of golf on more of a year-round basis?
We know being in the Chicagoland area, golf is really 8, maybe 10 months long. And we really want to make sure that the membership here has use of their club all 12 months. So we're going to add the paddle facility, which will allow paddle court play all winter long, with a new restaurant and bar that's connected to the paddle courts, with 2 simulators in the basement to let the golfers get some action over the winter. We're also exploring some structures off the back of the clubhouse for 3 or 4 season dining with fire pits and heaters. You know, along with the paddle courts, we do have fire pits and seating down there through the winter. You know, when we did this 10-year plan, we really wanted to make sure that we looked at how we can make White Eagle a 12-month property. So we feel like we've done a pretty good job of that, and I know there's more conversations about other ways to do it. We're just excited to be out in front of this and running, do what we can for our members.
Curtis, are there still any membership opportunities here at White Eagle, or are you full right now? And if somebody might be thinking of joining the club or looking for a club like this, what kind of message would you have for them?
I would say get in now. You know, I know at the board level we've been talking about what's a good capacity level for White Eagle to not only be fiscally responsible to the membership, but also to still have access to everything. You know, it's really easy to pump 400 members into a club and get the revenue from dues and usage. But at the end of the day, if you overcrowd the first tee and your paddle courts and your dining room and your swim facility, the mystique of a country club kind of goes away. So currently we're at 300 golf members, and you know, we've tinkered around with the idea of stopping at 300 or 310, but you know, the board's in constant deliberation about what's our right number. So if somebody's out there listening, I would come over and talk to us right away, because it is going to be the place to be out in the far west suburbs here just around the corner.
And I'm assuming that the club has a website where people could learn a little more information if they go online.
Yeah, the website's great. We just renovated the website this year. You know, we brought on a new marketing membership enhancement director. We like to refer to him as Chase Larson. He's done a nice job of jumping in and recreating some of the website, making it a little more user-friendly, putting some new photos up, and, you know, getting the excitement level of White Eagle to match the prestige of the golf course and the clubhouse and all the renovations. So, you know, WhiteEagleGC.com is where we're at. Love to have everybody come out and see the place, especially for the MAC Championship. You know, it'd be a great way to come out and see the facility, take a walk around, get to know everything, and hopefully it's your second home at some point.